Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market close for October 3rd, 2024. So I'm going to go to the headline news right now, and it's just, I hate to say it, it's nothing but bad, bad, bad. This is a perfect example to explain to everybody, you know, we were waiting for that the Federal Reserve to cut the rates. And then once they did, I remember I kept saying, I'm like, don't hold off just for that, because just because the Federal Reserve is cutting rates doesn't mean that mortgage rates are going to come down. And we've seen mortgage rates actually tick up almost every day since the Federal Reserve cut rates. So what's actually going on? What's causing all this? Well, I can just click over to here, and this shows you basically everything. There's completely red up across the top. Those are the equity markets. And then when you start scrolling down through here, let's look at some of the mainstream news that we have. This is everything you need to know before tomorrow's jobs report. So we have the federal government's jobs report, and the new unemployment rate will be coming out tomorrow. So that's something to look forward to tomorrow. We're hoping the job market doesn't take a huge crash. We're hoping it just stays steady flowing as is, just so to help the economy maybe come to that soft landing we're hoping for. But now here's the curveballs that we get thrown to us. Now, today it looks like Biden's happy again, because he still continues to fight for that student loan forgiveness program. So you see right through here, that'll just add more and more money to this thing, because we as a government don't have any money. So kudos to that. And then here's where it starts. Chaos in the shippers. So now people are going out there looking to buy to hoard all these products in case that the port strike goes further and further and further. Again, folks, what do we have here? We're going to have reduced amount of supply, big demand. What happens? Prices go up and inflation goes up. So these are things that they throw us curveballs, and you can't predict these things coming. So now how long is the port strike going to last? We don't know. Then you have the Middle East, and there's more pieces of the puzzle right down through here. Now Biden's saying he's going to retaliate against Iran. So now oil prices are starting to spike, and you're going to see oil prices and gas prices spike up. And that also is AKA adding to the inflation figure. But here's the wild part of this is, if you go to the CME FedWatch tool, there's no adjustments there. It's still basically a 25% cut at the next meeting. So is a lot of this going to be a smoke screen, short-term things? We can only hope. So that's what we're seeing so far right through here. We do have the bond market taking it on the chin right now. MBSs are down 26, so we're probably going to see rates increase by about 10 basis points. So you're probably going to be looking at 6.3 here shortly. But we do have some light at the end of the tunnel. Let's take it over to the Redfin CEO. Let's see how housing market is shaping up so far this year. Now, finally, that the Federal Reserve cut rates, and rates are starting to come down. So let's take a beat on this. Then I'm going to take a deep dive into real estate in general. So let's take it away with the CEO of Redfin.
Joining us today is Redfin CEO Glenn Kelman. Glenn, always good to get your intelligence and insight on this stuff. What did you see in September?
We saw an improvement at long last. We had seen interest rates fall in August, and homebuyers had almost no reaction because they were waiting for the Federal Reserve to cut rates. That finally happened, and now many people who had been on the fence are coming back into the market. It's not a tidal wave, but it's a real swell.
I was going to say, we've seen some other, for example, we got an upgrade of Home Depot the other day. They did a survey asking homeowners or home buyers who have been waiting to buy, what's the magic number in terms of the rate that could get them off the sideline? Where do you think that number is?
Well, already we're seeing more people come off the sideline, so home buying demand is up about 10%. Purchase applications are up about 10%. So there's been a market increase. And every time rates come down further, we'll see more. This rate cut was probably too late in the season to have a major impact on 2024. But I think in 2025, many home buyers are going to say, game on.
So in light of that, Glenn, what is it going to take to see more meaningful levels of inventory hit the market? I mean, rates coming down is certainly one piece of the puzzle, but what else needs to kick into gear here?
That's the right question. And on that front, I don't expect to see much progress. We're talking to many people who are rate locked. They got a mortgage at 3% or 3.5% a few years ago, and they still can't afford to buy their own home. 2.5% of American homes changed hands in the past 12 months, which is a 30-year low. So on the inventory side, we are still going to be crimped, and that is going to be the gating factor for home sales in 2025. Maybe we'll go up to 4.5 million from a low of 3.9 million. This year, but it isn't going to be 5 million or 6 million because there just aren't enough people who want to sell their home.
So I want to ask you, because you haven't been on since this change went into effect, but I do wonder what you're seeing in terms of industry dynamics since that brokerage industry practice, those changes.
What she's talking about is the NARS settlement, where now the buyer pays a realtor. And then the seller pays the realtor as well, where it used to be all paid by the seller. So this is where her question comes in.
Actually came in August.
Well, it's a tale of two markets. There are places where there hasn't been much change at all. So if you go to North Carolina or New Jersey, almost all home buyers agents are being paid about 3%. But in other markets like San Francisco or Boston, there are significant negotiations taking place. Part of it is that homes are just more expensive there, and so people are asking their agent for a better deal. So it's been market by market. Some of that's just about how hidebound the market is, and some of it is about how high the home prices are. But increasingly, listings are being put on the market where the seller says, what I pay the buyer's agent is negotiable, and multiple offers may come in, one with a fee of 3%, one with a fee of 2%. All else being equal, they're gonna take the offer that only has to pay 2% to the buyer's agent. So we're gonna see more activity in the spring. That's when I expect more bidding wars, and that's when I expect more pressure on fees. Right now, we're just going through this trial period, and in some places there's negotiation, and in some places there isn't much.
So I'm even going to go out on a limb. I don't know what next spring's going to bring, because we don't know what's around the next corner, especially in this world. Who's going to win the election? That's another piece of the puzzle. Then whoever wins the election, is that going to stir up more controversy throughout the world? So there is so many things. If you're juggling, you got about 50 balls up in the air right now, and which one do you catch first? So that's that. So let's get over to here. We have some good news. Active inventory is up 31% because they said we do need inventory. So that's that part of it. And then let's take a dive into home prices and what the forecast is for next year. So this is actually the forecast right through here from CoreLogic. And so what they have is they're saying, okay, this year, here's where we're currently. We're up 3.9% so far this year. Let me get my head out of the way so you can see the whole screen. 3.9%, but month over month, we're down 0.1. So that's not normal at all, especially over the last who knows how many years. Okay, so that's the news that we have right now. So they're predicting basically a completely flat market as well. And I've been saying that for the last 2 years. You go down through here, here's where the maps are in regards to price changes. Right through here, you can see right through there. And you're seeing the most price changes up through right through here, the northeastern section. It starts right in here and goes over there. They're doing pretty well. Top 10 areas for changes, here's what we have. Home appreciations, 9% in Miami, 4.7% in Boston. Chicago, we're killing it right now at 6.8%. So you don't see anything down here that's like multi-digital downs, but there is down markets. Here's the declining market. I want to give a little bit of a comment on here. I knew, because I talked to realtors, several realtors in Utah over the last couple of years, and they're like, it's nuts here. So I predicted that Utah would take a substantial hit. Atlanta, that's a little bit different. I don't know enough about that market to tell you there. But the Melbourne area, the interesting thing about this area in Titusville, there's a lot of NASA building down there. There's a lot of SpaceX. There's a lot of good things going on right now in the Melbourne, Titusville area. And I don't know Gainesville enough to do that. Why I know about this area is because I have a place down near this area, and I talk to realtors all the time in regards to that as well. So I know what's, you know, kind of going on down through there. So it's not all just peachy. There is parts of the market that will take a hit. So that's what we're seeing right through here. But based on all the information we have, has the Federal Reserve actually changed their target on, are they going to cut 25? Are they going to cut 50? Are they going to cut anything at all? Well, the CME FedWatch tool is still giving it a 65% chance there's a 0.25% cut coming. So tomorrow's jobs report, that will be a huge market mover for us. So we will be back tomorrow morning. Let's see if we can go and show you what the outlook looks like for that. Is there going to give us tomorrow? So here's what the outlook looks like for tomorrow's jobs report. Let me see if I can get that in here and scroll it up a little bit for you so we can see, you know, what's coming up. So right now we have average hourly earnings. That's one thing we're going to take a look at too, because inflation's now at, let's say, in the 2 range. So if people's wages are going up enough, we we might just offset this. But what we're looking at right now is how many jobs were created and what's that new unemployment rate going to go to. They're saying it's going to stay steady at 4.2. I don't know, but I'll take their word for it. And but this is going to be a market mover, and it's also going to tell us how accurate ADP's numbers are this round. So as ADP gets more and more accurate, because they come up with their number about a day or two before the Fed does, I used to look at it. Numbers were terrible. Recently, they've been getting pretty good. So we'll look at that tomorrow to see how the federal, the government numbers match up to the ADP numbers. And so can we use that data going forward to help us with our analysis? So that's our report for today. My name is Dan Frio. So if you're out there and you're looking for a mortgage, hopefully I can be your guy. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So there shouldn't be a reason why you don't use me anywhere. You know, you could say, well, you don't work in my state, because I do. And we also created this special tool for you. So if you've already bought a house, thanks for continuing to watch my channel. A lot of people don't after they buy their first house. But we just came up with this tool. Let me see if I can move my screen a little bit. Oh, that's kind of cool. Okay, so I can move myself around. We just created this. It is the new Rate Watch tool. So what you're going to do is go in here, you're going to click this. If you've already bought your house and you're looking to refinance at some point, you're going to go in here and put in, actually just tell us what rate you want to be notified at. So as soon as that rate hits that trigger point, we're going to be getting you on the phone and making sure we take advantage of those low rates. But if you're out there right now and you're like, Dan, I need help with buying my first house or my first investment property, can you help me? Well, yeah, I'd love to help you. But the first thing I need you to do is check the Grant Finder right through over there. So the Grant Finder is going to give you open up access to national grants, as well as grants in the Chicagoland area, which where we are. So that'll help you there. But you can also hit the Apply Now tab if you're looking to get in, you know, put in your application. What a lot of people do is they avoid the application part and they call us. Okay, so if you'd like to call us, you can do that as well. It's an 800 number. And the number is 844-775-5626, or email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com, and I'll take care of you as well. So thanks so much for watching, guys. I do have one last thing to ask of you. I just got a notice from my wife, and my brother-in-law just got diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer. So please, your prayers would be welcome. His name is Mark, and if you could put him in your prayers, I greatly appreciate it, because that side of my family right now is having a tough time. So I'd appreciate anything you can do for us. So thank you so much there, and I will be back tomorrow at the morning bell to let you guys know how the employment numbers went and where we go from here. So thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Bye-bye.